Well, I think in large part, anything that brings the level of goodwill and a sense of accomplishment that we like to associate with NASA and helps to re-energize that, that's good for everybody associated with the agency, and clearly Florida feels as though it's a major stakeholder in NASA. So just the sheer success, being associated with success, is a good thing almost in any definition.
And it doesn't seem to matter that it was unmanned.
No, actually, NASA has a long history of success with unmanned activity. There's sort of two branches of NASA, the manned and the unmanned, and I think there's an inclination to make it a competition, and it's not. It's a joint exercise. It's all a part of our exploration.
Josh Caldwell, give us a little bit of insight as to why this mission back to Mars is important.
Well, it's important on a number of levels. As Dale mentioned, it's a very important mission for NASA. It's what NASA calls a flagship mission. As you alluded to, the manned and the unmanned portions of NASA, the unmanned science side of NASA is $5.4 billion. It's a large amount of money that Central Florida is aiming to take a bigger role in participating in. This particular mission, obviously there was a lot riding on it. It's a large budget mission. It's the first flagship that NASA has launched in more than a decade. Going back to Mars with a very capable science laboratory enables us to do a lot of basic scientific investigations, and we're studying one of the most fundamental questions in my view, which is there life elsewhere in our solar system?
You know, what do you think also about the visual perception of NASA? You know, coming out of the 60s, it was guys with slide rules and making big calculations. And for so long, astronauts have been the face of the space program. But of course, the astronauts themselves, those initial guys, they're all fighter pilots, right? The right stuff, that type of image, and then gradually transitioned more into science as we got into the shuttle era. Now with Curiosity, we're seeing the success of, you know, Bobak Ferdowsi, who is known as the Mohawk guy. He's on the late shows, and NASA engineers are now cool. What does that do for the space agency?
Well, to me, it's very important, and I think it helps move the agency in the right direction, and in many ways, I saw the signs of that a couple of years ago after the first successful Falcon 9 launch for SpaceX from the KSC, because we were able – I was at the launch party for SpaceX, which was a great deal of fun because it was a whole bunch of young people. I mean, the median age was, you know, mid to low 20s. There was a few graybeards in there, but it was getting – it was rowdy. It was fun. Some billionaire was picking up the bar tab. It was a lot of fun, but it reminded me, having grown up in Cocoa Beach back during moved there before NASA was created, it reminded me very much of the early Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo parties where you had young people achieving great things. And it's so much different now than, you know, looking at mission control and the old shuttle program successes where there was a lot of graybeards involved. And I think it's a symbol of NASA getting back to what we want it to be, which is doing what hasn't been done before. And that needs a certain element of youth.
Pushing forward, breaking down barriers, that sort of thing. Well, historically, Florida has received a small share of NASA money for research and exploration, which is what Curiosity is doing. And it was hard to lobby in the state for that extra money because Florida already getting so much funding for the shuttle program. Of course, that's now over. So is Florida lobbying for more research and exploration money now? Does that become easier because of Curiosity, Dale Ketchum?
I think it puts us in a much better position to make a political argument that if evaluating on the merits, because in the past we were receiving such a large chunk of the space operations budget through shuttle employing 15,000 people, you would not receive a favorable argument going in and talking to the legislators from, you know, Senator Mikulski from Maryland, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, or others, because we were getting such a big pie, a big piece of one pie, and it is a zero-sum game. But thanks to the effort of Josh and people around the state and the commitment of the state, I think we're in a better position to succeed on merit.